Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Australia's hottest golfing podcast is Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
I thought I'll go and hit some balls. Go down to the range. Guess who's on the range?
Yeah, of course he is.
It's Tiger hitting balls. I drive the golf cart up behind him. He doesn't see me. Yeah. And just plonk the cart there, start hitting balls. He turns around and looks at me and goes, he said, what the f*** are you doing here?
Talk Birdie to Me. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's hump day with Swanee and friends. Just the three of us. Samantha Richards, Dane Swan.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we?
Yeah, I'm here. Still good. Pregnant.
You're looking very aerodynamic.
I know.
Had a haircut, yeah. Head got bigger. So, yeah. Looking good.
You got the Harry Gar side look. Is this for your fight with Dale?
Well, I needed one.
Need something.
Needed one, yeah. So, here we go. Yeah, so it's...
Have you dropped weight for the fight?
Yeah, this is my question.
Yeah.
Are you training hard?
Yeah, I had a bit of help. I've cheated a bit.
What do you mean by cheated?
I went to Vegas.
To drop weight. That wouldn't have increased your fitness or your agility.
Well, you know, chicken and the egg. So I dropped the weight. Then I thought it increased the fitness. So I dropped 4 kilos in 5 days. Good way to do it. And then I thought, fuck it, I'll just try and hold it at a decent level now. So it's a good way of doing it.
I saw you. You're actually famous now, Dane. I saw your billboard on the teller.
What?
Yeah, for the fight.
What?
Yeah.
I was famous before the fight.
Well, listen to it.
One of my favourite all time.
Like, that's my friend Dane.
When you really poke the bear, you can get some good stuff back up here.
Well, I think we all know that was a lie. What Samantha said, not what I said.
Right.
One of my favourite with him was when he was just having... Dan Andrews just got the better of him, and he went off a little bit. A
little bit.
And his replies were full of the Dan fans saying, you're just trying to be relevant. To which...
He replied.
You went through your CV and said, I'm always going to be relevant.
Well, whether I like it or not, sometimes I wish I wasn't. So I'd like to live just a fucking regular Joe life, but it's not what God has put on me on this earth for.
No.
Are you embarrassed about your Collingwood team yet?
Time to play the kids. Always thinking.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed.
I don't want to butt in, but I just want to say, in fairness to you as a Collingwood great, you're not having out your teammates and you're not embarrassed by them, but when you lose money, fuck them.
Well, exactly. Yes, exactly. So I've been disgusted in them the last 3 weeks. Yeah, BA. The best thing about it, it's round, fucking, what is it, 2.5 or 2.34 yes. or something like that. It's round pi, 3.142.
Good job by you.
Yeah. So there's, I don't know how many weeks, there's 20 weeks to go to get me on the right side of them. So at some stage, they will cover. So I'm not foreshadowing ahead to math science, unless I don't know which one comes out first, but... I think I'm going to take the pies of the line this week.
I think you are too, given you said you will not stop.
Correct. They're my new West Coast.
That's not a good sign.
No, it's not. But they're my new West Coast. West Coast are also going to be my new West Coast. They're due to cover.
They're due to play football, really.
The Pies. Well, it's all their fault internally, I think. I just wish they could give some credit to the opposition. I just think it's a disgrace. The Fly has never thanked the opposition for being good and for fucking up their game plan.
So my mate Daddy Power, Racing Judo, he was onto this very quickly. Because at first the reaction was, I thought, surely Fly, I'll call him Craig McCray because I met him once, but I won't go the familiarity that a lot of journos tend to go with when the person they're talking about, they're not familiar with. I thought, surely he hasn't joined the apology club. But my mate Danny was onto it. He said, this was one of the great sarcastic replies of all time. So I'm just going to play it.
Well, do we know what's he apologising to first for the people that...
For those who missed the clickbait reaction.
Yeah.
A lot of people wouldn't have seen the show live.
Yeah.
They would have seen the clickbait reaction was that Caroline Wilson said it was all about him.
He arrowed her.
Well, so I don't watch the show live either. And I didn't
watch it.
But I just...
I've seen the clip. Caro's arrow was that he wasn't humble enough in accepting defeat because he didn't say... Or he didn't acknowledge that St Kilda's pressure was good. All he said was, what can we do better internally?
Well, I think he's got to be on shaky ground, right?
Oh, mate, he's fucking... They get beat by Brisbane, who are also fucking on the bottom of the ladder. Mate, his days are numbered.
Never... Exactly. And here's the thing. What the fuck is a coach doing after a game? Like, you're coach of a footy team. What are you doing talking about your own team?
Yeah. Now, I... Now, I haven't watched his whole press conference, so I've never watched a coach's press conference in my life, but I could just about, you know, there's always 99.999% sure at some stage in that press conference, he would have said, St Kilda were great tonight. At some stage, I just about guarantee it. So, what is the problem with Collingwood? She fucking hates us, or hates them and me as well.
I do say I tend to leave the shit I put on Twitter.
Yeah.
Bring it into
our world,
Ralph. Let me bring it in. So, 100 years, well, 25 years ago, I'm in the footy media. Caro's brilliance, and that it is. She's been doing clickbait since before clickbait started being clickbait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, her headline would be, why the footy show's no good, or...
Yeah.
Eddie McGuire or Sam Newman or whoever.
Big dogs, yeah.
I had one of the great pleasures of my life was bumping into Mary Schwartz and, oh my God, I've forgotten Cross. Diane Crawford. Neither of them were real overly fans of Caroline.
Oh, I can imagine. There's not many that are.
But that's what makes her watch it because she doesn't.
You know, one of the problems with her is like, as soon as you bite back, it's fucking, oh, she's a victim. Like, just
if you Google a response to Membry and Ross when she was disgusting what she said.
Yeah.
I'll fucking stand there and say that. Yeah. It was disgusting what she said. Two blokes, one of them, which the partner was having
twins,
missed a game, and then there was, well, they're fair game. Because, of course, there's five rules, Dane.
Yeah, so
white, Anglo, male.
Yes.
Heterosexual. Sporting figure. But that's her shtick, and if people tumble into it,
obviously, I'll never begrudge anyone for making a living off doing any, as long as if they can make a living any way they can. I sometimes don't agree with it, but tip of the cap if they've made a living off.
The same. So we're not being sexist. No. They're both very good at getting reactions.
Both the same?
Not for me, Ricky Gervais guitar style.
Are they both the same sex? No.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, we are, exactly, yes.
Which will get, it's a whole new issue there. But anyway.
We all are. We all could be anything.
So Caro chose, I actually, Friday nights, I'm writing up my stuff and I'm, keep the TV footy going and do watch the press conferences. Anyway, so Craig McRae...
You watch press conferences on purpose or just because the TV's still on?
Because the TV's still on. I'm riding away, something on. Craig McRae was asked about Collingwood and answered about Collingwood.
Okay,
He's going to be in a shaky ground. Like, what type of lead is that?
No.
Like, if he's asked about Darcy Moore, he speaks about Darcy Moore, he should say...
Exactly. Brad Maynard was this,
King,
yeah.
Ben King, dot, dot, dot.
Also, there was no high fives while they were running around the ground tonight, so the club's in disarray.
They've tightened.
Yeah, they're not...
It's a culture problem.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, of course, the dog chasing his tail is the media then the next day after Caroline says, how dare the Collingwood coach speak about Collingwood. This is the press conference.
Do I need headphones for this?
Caroline Wilson, she spoke about your...
You watch another footy show, don't you?
I'm dialed in, Craig. she spoke about your post-match presser after the game.
Was it good or bad? I don't know.
She said you didn't speak much, you didn't give much credit to the opposition.
Oh, that's, well, can I do that now then? Because I, yeah, and who was it that said this? Yeah, Carolyn, I apologise because that's something I really want to do.
Now, that's all you have to hear because the phrase that pays was, who was it who said it again?
Yeah.
That was the giveaway.
We'd love to have been a fly on the wall in that internal conversation.
He would have said, oh, fucking please.
Yeah, exactly. I could have made, I won't repeat what I think he would have said because I don't want to get fly in trouble. But, yeah, it's, well, we're talking about it, so job done.
100%. This is my point. So, on Mondays, I like listening to catch up on the podcast of the previews. A, because on Saturdays I'm in racing mode, and B, I said this to one of the stars of one of these shows. I said I like listening to it because I like hearing the people who are so smart about the game are so shit at predictions.
Yeah,
because when they break things apart, they're brilliant, and then they go, and then this is going to happen to you. No, it hasn't. But anyway, but that's a teaching thing for me, right? Because there's certain mechanisms you've got to learn. Anyway, so I'm listening to Crunch Time, and rightfully,
who's Crunch Time?
Sorry, SEN Saturday morning, and so they do a big segment.
Who's on?
On?
No, who? Who
no,
are
the? I'm going to tell you. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So they're doing the big segment on Collingwood, and let's go. Jared Waitley throwing. Let's get two blokes who really know what it's like defending a premiership: Luke Hodge and Dermot Brereton.
Yeah,
I thought this would be great, and it was. Have a listen, though. This first voice you'll hear is Luke Hodge. Second voice, Dermot Brereton.
We're going to be admitting it. I know in 2009 we weren't admitting that we celebrated too much. It wasn't until a couple of years later when you actually open up and you're actually honest about it. So the only people who really know that last checklist of where they prepared for the season in the correct manner is the players.
So the end result of that, you're saying, you turn up between October and January and have you done that work and that will take you through into the season. Couldn't agree more. The end result is what we look at, what they do out on the ground, because I'm quite sure that Dane Swan didn't turn up in October, November and December and do everything he had to. It's about how you present in your own way, how you've done those yards for what gets you to the line best in rounds 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. So, as I say, Swanee wouldn't have done that. So, to me,
thanks for the drive-by, Derm.
For you. Derm just gives feelings.
Me. Derm just, I felt something in me back the other night. Saturday morning. Just a little drive-by, buddy. That's right. Mate, I celebrated for 6 months after winning the flag, and we came out and we only lost 3 games a year after, and they were all at Geelong. So we,
yeah, but how'd you personally go in 2011?
I struggled a bit. Won the Brownlow. Was all Australian.
Pick it up, Sam.
Yeah.
Got
robbed in the BNF.
That might have stopped you from being straight in the Hall of Fame now.
Player in finals. I had a solid season. Struggled a bit, but you know.
I did hear that a second time because I'm trying to think, was that a drive-by or a compliment?
Yeah, no. Well, I take it as a compliment. I take it as a compliment because I was I had a plan in my head. My body was finely tuned, like a finely tuned violin.
Yeah.
And, mate, I say this, I'm sure I've said it on here. People come back into these days too fit. Well, they do.
Yeah.
Like, all these young kids, and we've just pivoted way, but talking about me again, which is a shame, but...
what's the name of the podcast?
Yeah. These kids come back, and, like, I was talking with Heath, with the rap pack the other day, like... Every now and all their socials, they go away on fucking holidays and all they do is take photos of themselves in gyms part of the world, and like fucking doing squats and like doing running. Like back in the day, we used to take photos of ourselves in pubs and on the piss in nightclubs. Like, it's like, mate, have some fun. Like, they're just so fucking hell bent on being like, I don't know whether it's to get their rigs in shape for Instagram because that's the only way kids get a route these days is to like through social media where back then you used to be able to have to go and talk to people. So that's we had to be in bars and clubs. But so you come back and you've got a base to build from. So I swear by this, if you come back and you're running PB day one in October, you're going to get – the only way you can go is eventually you can't keep running at a PB the whole 4 or 5 months. Eventually you're going to get hurt or decrease and you're going to get burnt out. So you come from a – a fairly fair way back. And yeah, your first day preseason, you fucking, yep, you're in fat club. Oh,
you can be fat shamed.
Well, sorry, not allowed to do that anymore. I come from a tough era. I come from where you could get called fat. That's the fucking era I played in.
It's ladies a long and time gentlemen. Ago.
Exactly. So, yeah, you'd say what a preseason, they'd be like, mate, Ray McLean. Righto, guys, fuck first day team meeting. Hands up if you think you didn't really do all the training program or you probably didn't give it your best. Same people every year. Why not? Well,
hang on. I've just got a button in here. You do, generally don't tip your teammates in, you tip yourself in. Who else would have put their head up?
You got to have a guess. Heath, Ben, Dids.
Well, they are like good careers.
Steel skinnies were always either. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's fucked his career.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now he has. I told him, I seen him the other day. I said, mate, good luck in the VFL this week. seen him at the footy club. My first day pre-season, Bill Rotto, hands up. Who didn't fucking, work hard all the off-season or didn't do the whole program? Same people every year. Why not, Dane? Well, if we're being honest, it's not my pre. It's not a pre-season, it's an off-season. It's an off-season to get off and to relax, to have a mental and physical break. Yes. I want that 6 or 7 weeks. And, yeah, with a week or two to go, I'd start moving. But, all right, I skin fell tired. Right, you're in a fat club, which, not allowed to say that anymore. But lo and behold, once the footies come out in February, no one's going, well, Swanee, your skinnies were over and you did not... You're not present in good shape in the mounting yard in first day and pre-season. So
did you have to sit by yourself at the Brownlow night?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So therefore, you will not be playing round one because 3 months ago you were a bit overweight and you didn't look after yourself in the 8 weeks off. So you're not playing round one. So
didn't happen?
No, it didn't happen. And I understand all the young kids or kids in the last year of their contract that need to fucking yes. Fair enough. Well, yeah, you gotta compete with the others. Just need to relax. But Dermy probably hit the nail on the head. But, man, I was a game day athlete.
Yeah.
Man, I played well game day. I didn't need to worry about the rest of it. I thought I had one effort in me a week.
But the funny thing, that actually marries up with the stuff I do. Like, I don't listen, watch any racing media whatsoever. I just look at the data. Yeah. I suppose what Derm's saying is, I'll watch you round one, and you should have done the work.
Yeah.
That suits you.
Yeah.
To be at your best at round one.
Exactly.
Does anything else fucking matter? Everything else is noise.
That's what I mean. It's like the Fat Club day one or Sinfolds day one. It's like it does not matter what you do in the preseason. As long as you come to round one and ready to go and you play well. Some people take different things. Like, I'm sure like a racehorse. If you get this racehorse up and up and up for 6 months, what's it going to do? Be flat at some stage during the year or during its fucking...
Absolutely.
During its running, during its campaign, I guess. So... Mate, we're just like racehorses. They finally tune. You got to
get a stud.
You got to prep them so when they're flying, we're at the right time of the year. Yeah. Like if they're grand finals, like the Group One, you got to you just got to try and get them prep them for that Group One.
So how do you marry up that with honest question with your conversation with was it Nick or Josh Dacos about their short preseason compared to your longer preseason, time wise?
Yeah, well, they should know it's not long, but you just got. Well, if you're coming out of Collingwood, all the noise is that they've done more K's, so they've got to do less K's. Like, they've done all round PBs, they've done more work this preseason, you know what I mean? So maybe they have overtrained, or maybe they're still in a phase where their bodies aren't ready, and they're a month behind everyone, right? So basically, them and Brisbane are a month behind everyone. Yep. And we've had the shortest preseason ever. Like, that's a fact. Like, because so let's find out who we play week five when we're a month behind anyone. I think we play Hawthorn. So if we go down to Hawthorn, that's when you can fucking jump ship. That's when I'm going to Carlton.
So
I'm going to my other club, North Melbourne.
I was thinking that because I went and watched the D's play Hawthorn. This is how and what's the most important thing in the world? People say family. It's gambling, right?
Yeah, of course. So responsibly, of course.
Of course. But this is how you lose money on those stupid fucking stats that people wheel out. Because I reckon Collingwood wouldn't be 0-3 if one of the first three was against.
If I played Hawthorn, North, and West Coast,
what chance?
No, well, very, very well. If there was, there'd be fucking. See you later. Play the kids. Get the kids in there.
Exactly. So they've played three teams who have been really on.
Yeah.
And good teams.
Yeah.
And people have underestimated. And so, I did look at the All Up. The All Up was $10. Mm-hmm. So in those three games individually, they weren't favourite against GWS. And then Sydney,
$2.60 or something.
Yeah, and Sydney and St Kilda both played really well.
Yeah.
Well, that fucking happens.
Yeah. No, they've got They've got a bye this week going up to Brisbane together. They've got an easy run off a bye. Fucking beautiful, yeah, nice and fresh. So
exactly.
But we'll see. We spoke to the boys yesterday. I was in there yesterday. Doing some, had Dale's head on a boxing bag and fucking started punching it and biting it. So I just got to turn the corner. Once they get one, the momentum rolls. But I said, if you get the first one at round 11, it's fucking bad luck.
Long way back.
Exactly. So, but lo and behold, I actually went in there and they're actually on the piss. They were still celebrating their premiership.
Well, fair enough.
So,
were they watching a movie?
Yeah, they were watching Take the Steps or whatever it was. So they are. It was quite weird. I was like, boys, I'm fucking going in around 4. Go, don't worry about us. Where's my... They're still drinking the bathwater. So they had the premiership cup up. They were drinking out of it. So they were still really celebrating it, which was good. So I think they've just about got that out of their system now. Yep. So after Easter... did Jesus die at Easter?
Come on, Sam. You're not going to get much help from a Jew. You've got to live.
No, he rose at Christmas, didn't he?
No, that's his birthday. Christmas is his birthday, okay. Yeah. So he was nailed to a cross and then rose from the dead Easter Sunday.
Well, that's what
What's Monday for?
Well, that's just a public holiday because we're lazy.
Jesus, mate, you thought, you're going to give these kinds of public holiday in 1,000 years or however long it goes. But
I think actually the Easter story is just... he actually went on a bender and he needed an excuse. Right. And so he woke up a few days later in a cave and was like, the fuck did I get here?
Must have been on mushrooms or something because he started thinking there was a bunny running around dropping chocolates off.
Something.
So Jesus is like on the shrooms, on the psilocybin or whatever it's called, and he's like, there's an Easter bunny around dropping off laying chocolate eggs.
So imagine if you passed out for a few days in a cave and woke up, didn't know where you were on the Sunday.
It's not fun.
What would you say to Taylor?
It's not fun. I've done it well. It's not fun.
I've risen from the dead, Taylor.
No reception. I had no reception.
No reception. No reception.
Yeah. No reception.
Now, one of the other big footy stories is about 2 metre Peter and the suspension.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we're just talking about media reacting to other media. I want to be a podcast reacting to another podcast. Dane, your friend and the legend Wayne Carey saying he's not going to watch footy if he gets suspended
for 4 weeks. Yeah. You say 4 weeks.
Is that a real big statement?
I think so.
Like, I grew up in Lou Richards would say he would mow someone's lawn with nail clippers or row someone across the bar in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Duck said, I'm not going to watch footy.
Tell you what, if they outlaw gambling on footy, I wouldn't watch it again.
I had two things here that I did. What would stop you from watching footy? One, outlawing gambling.
Outlawing gambling.
There's a second one. Stopping people... Talking.
I was going to say, yeah. Well, if I wasn't able to go to Anzac Day and give something back. But
that would put you off.
I've got a slight feeling you might watch one game. I don't know. I think you might just watch one at some stage. Just might flick it past the TV. Yeah. But he's not a big gambler, Duck. So.
Well, but if he's doing a podcast talking about footy.
Is he? The truth hurts, mate.
I think so. Is that the name of it?
I think so, yeah.
Is that Tony Sheen with him?
Is it?
I think so.
Two phones.
We've done too much research here this week.
What are they calling?
Two phones, Tony, yeah.
Really on it. Really all over it.
And is it equality yet?
That's a shame. I'm disgusted by it.
Did you see this, Sam?
No.
Sydney AFLW players.
Oh, yeah.
At first, they worked out how to give them a suspension. At first, because there's no illicit drug policy in the AFLW.
It's disgusting.
It's weird to think that.
So I think they both should have none.
Right.
I think we should streamline with the women, just like the fat shaming. And I think the men shouldn't have a drug policy.
You're going that way. I was a bit. It was just a bit. Shook my head at it. Really. Two weeks.
Well, Tom Morris did a really good explanation on Twitter. What'd you think of it?
No, well, I looked. I scrolled. I was like, fucking hell, I'm not reading that. Nah.
So I'll read the first bit. Why is there no illicit?
It's very good, Tom. But I was like, I don't read. I don't read tweet that long. I don't read tweets that long. I don't read anything that long.
See, are you a blue tick yet or not?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Need a million if you don't pay for it.
A million or half. Certainly don't have that.
I keep getting asked, "Do you want to sign up?" No.
I don't have that.
So if you're a blue tick,
184 or something like that.
If you're a blue tick, which I pay for.
How much do you pay for
What, can you tell me? Can you tell me why you pay for it?
Because I said when it was going to be coming in, I tweeted to Elon Musk and I said, look, if Andy Maher, Rowan Connolly jump off, I'll jump on just to help you out.
Okay.
What did they do?
They jumped off.
That's nice. They lost their blue tick. The amount of people in my industry that have them that I don't understand why you have it. Like,
no,
why?
No, but I use it. Because I
what
use
do you
Twitter.
Use it for?
Well, because I use Twitter. So
oh, you use the benefits of the blue tickers in like the extended characters and those kind of things.
Well, and you can edit if when you've sent one out. You go, oh, fuck. And I only edit for typos, by the way. Okay. But anyway, but you can do long ones. I don't do long ones, even though I can.
Mm-hmm.
Tom did.
Yeah.
Well, he's a journo, so that
that's where
work,
that's
right?
That's where, yeah, that's where probably write off. Can you write off as a tax deduction?
You can.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm like,
what?
Can you pay cash?
Why is there no illicit drug policy for AFLW players?
It's a very good question.
Read it yourself. It goes for ages.
What's the, give us the give us the three main points.
Summarise.
I'll go to the point that I want to talk about on this show.
Okay.
The only difference between men and women, according to one person closely connected to the discussions, will be the level of penalty.
Oh, no, there's a couple of things different. Well, not in this day and age, you know. Well, I got tweeted out last night. I said, I think there's going to, if the pay gap gets closer, there's going to be a lot of fucking AFL players jumping in the, across the AFLW.
Identifying as AFLW players?
Well, there's no drug policy, so they'll just might as well slide over there, identify as a woman and dominate the league and do coke whenever they want.
What would stop you in this current world?
The money. So
that's what I'm saying, exactly. So if you go, let's say Daddy was good crypto investor.
Yeah.
Right? There you go. There's 100 million in your bank account. And you know what the good thing is about amateur footy? Some of them play just for love because they don't need the money.
Yeah.
Right? So what would stop you in this day and age identifying as a woman? Is there anything?
No, not particularly, no.
Well,
there might be a couple that slide across with bad drug habits that would still want to play AFL.
But whether there's a policy in place or not, like surely you would have made a better decision than the one that they came out with. Like a more, like it's obvious to everyone that that's a bit of a...
What was their decision?
A bit unfair. They get 2 weeks.
They got 2 weeks suspension?
Yeah, for off season.
2 games, yeah.
Well, what is...
For being caught.
What did Joel Smith get?
Well...
2 years.
No, but... And then this is where...
There wasn't game day, it was off...
It was Joel Smith's was.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's wider.
What do they get? What do the boys get if it's same instance? Is it 2 weeks?
I will read this.
All of it?
I'll keep it quick. When the AFL competition was formed, AFLPA and AFL agreed for players to be hair tested largely to test the waters of the cohort.
Yeah.
At the time, there was no agreed set of consequences or finding other than a pleasant surprise how few AFLW players were testing positive compared to what's on the league's prediction. So they underachieve when it comes to testing positive.
They can't afford to buy the drugs.
Correct.
They're not enough money. And we need to give them more bigger pay packets so they can start to buy it more.
That's right.
Takes. It was agreed implementing the same illicit drug policies the men's wouldn't work, primarily because back then the women were contracted for 9 months, not 12.
So you can, in those 3 months you can go berserk.
Obviously you can't implement a testing regime for people who aren't contractually bound to the organisation for 3 months of the year. So Dane, why doesn't the AFLPA say, okay,
we'll take the month off or 2 months off?
We should be contracted for 11 months.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Anyway, for whatever reason, the AFLPA and AFLW let things sit as the competition grew, even though AFLW players make more money than they did back then and contracted for 12 months a year, not 9. So I'd say for whatever reason, that reason would be...
void.
No, people forgot to update it.
Well, the initial reason's void now because they are contracted all year.
It's why there's no strike policy for women even now. Hypothetically, if an AFLW player was caught on game day, they would be subjected to sport integrity, which I would assume would be the Joel Smith thing.
Yeah.
Outside of game day, they could theoretically test positive 10 times with hair testing with no external consequences from the AFL. What's different with the two Sydney police Sydney players is they were caught and charged by the police, so they weren't caught that way. So again, once you get caught somewhere, you're then vulnerable.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
Good on them.
Yep.
Back
to a footy matter.
Yep.
The D's went rah-rah.
Have they apologised yet to their fans?
I'm not sure.
Or all their fans?
I think they're waiting for someone else to write it for them.
Okay, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Watching the D's, the members went rah-rah, number five, when Chris Petrarca ran backwards 40 metres.
Yeah.
And created a punch in the goal square, which saved a certain goal.
That's why he's never won a Brownlow. Uses all these fucking petrol tickets on defense. Can't be doing that. Can't be doing that, son. Unhappen.
That's all I wanted to ask.
No. Yep. Yeah. Very good player, but you're gonna do that shit, son. Fuck, like, you're not gonna get anywhere.
Do you know, like most podcast, I'd say every other podcast would have production meetings and like radio shows and like, this is the topic we're talking about. This is the angle I think you should go with your response. Like a lot of it is scripted, but we don't even need to do that with Dane. You just bring a sentence and you know what he's gonna.
We're at the Kooyong Tennis Club, Sam. I just hit lobs.
Yeah,
exactly.
Correct. Yep. And Dane just hits him back all day.
Right. Big serving Wayne Arthur's here. Big lefty. Yeah.
This is from Alex. This is via our Instagram where you can participate in the show. Swanee's thoughts on Peter Dacos going into the jungle?
I'll give you probably 150,000 thoughts of why he's going on in the jungle. Well, you know, he's never been a man as scared of a dollar, old Pete. The best thing about this, I think, I'm surprised his boys are probably going to play some of their best footy now because Pete's not dragging them from fucking Cranbourne to Phillip Island to fucking Preston doing shows with him three nights a week. So the boys might get some rest at home now. But I actually haven't watched the show yet.
I watched an episode last night.
I was paid on it.
I didn't see him.
Okay.
Which is strange.
Well, when I was on it, they were like, I think it's shorter now. I was in there 47 days. I was like, basically, be prepared to do nothing for the first 2 weeks because people don't vote you in because they don't think you're going to fucking scream and shout at all the snakes and that. They usually vote in all the models and like the women basically.
Yeah, just last night was a lot.
Or like the gay guy who's going to scream and stuff like that because all the sports stars, they usually just can cope with it normally. So they said to me, just, you're probably not going to get any airtime. I don't give a fuck. But they're like, you're basically going to sit there for two weeks and do nothing and then you'll start getting challenges. So Pete might be one of those where they just don't vote him in and all the like the models and like the bachelorette girls and like the you know, the people who might feel like they're going to be fearful of stuff usually go in to the challenges first. So he'll probably just be sitting there doing nothing, telling stories about how good he was. He might get up and do his own sporty for the side, which is good.
Try some new material.
Yeah, he's a good man, Pete. So hopefully he comes across well.
Yeah. Dane, once you'd agreed to a fee.
Mm.
I'm just guessing the sticking point. There wasn't a sticking point when they said you have to do nothing for the first 2 weeks.
No, it wasn't too bad. No, I was like, just a joke, Pickers. Well, I'll get to do nothing for 2 weeks. And then four grand a day, whatever it was after that. I was like, you know, I can do that. Yeah, no, I think that'll be good. Why not, eh?
You found something else you were great at.
Yeah, well, I did. I thought I'm not good at doing much, but doing fuck all day is not bad. So that's what I'm good at. So, he's good. He's hopefully goes far. Hopefully he comes third so I can still be the highest Collingwood player to get the furthest.
Mm.
Yep. Travi Varko, Dale Thomas.
Yeah.
Got all of them covered. Yep.
Just before we get back to it, Grand Prix, any reports?
Is that intentional? Yeah. Now I'm off the piss for the last 2 weeks, so I went, I had to just entertain. But I ended up having
Glenn Boss.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Great man.
Yeah. So I ended up having three or four beers. Nearly fucking the arm was just slowly going. The arm was slowly going. I was like, fuck. It was a magic day. I was like, I've had those three or four beers where I could go either way.
Hang on, you said you were off the piss, but you had three or four beers.
Yeah, but I don't count three or four beers.
Dang, that counts.
No, it doesn't.
It does if you get fucking pulled over.
Oh, I walked home. Why'd you ride? I fucking walked home.
Well, I can imagine you did.
Well, I did. That was my walk for the night, walking home. So, no, but three or four beers on the count. I count having a drink as I'm a binge drinker. Mm. Like I always have been. I don't drink wine over dinner, like just one glass. I don't sit home at the footy on my own and have three, four beers and go home. Like, if I'm going to drink, I'm going to have 100. So I don't count.
Do you ever go and not have any? Because you're like, I can't be fucked having 100, so I'm just going to have none?
Yeah, and then I just don't go out.
So you don't go out and have none?
Well, you're going to stand at a fucking bar till 1 a.m. sober when everyone's fucking blind, like yelling at you, screaming, telling stories for the fifth time, slobbering on you. No, thanks.
You don't have to stay till 1.
Well, that's my point. If I go out, I'm out. Like, I can't help myself. I know I'm 40 years old now. I know myself well enough to know if I'm out, I'm out. And she's on. So three or four beers doesn't count. So I haven't drank, but I was well on the way and I was fucking some great
you
stuff.
You drank today, sir? Have you anything to drink today, sir? No. Liz is telling me otherwise.
I walked three or four beers, that's not drinking. They breath test you for walking now, do they? I walked on. I wasn't catching a tram, fucking.
Speaking of walking, did you go to Collingwood St Kilda?
Yep.
Or were you tweeting the game? You were tweeting.
Oh, no. I went to Sydney. No, I was at home.
Right. Because I was going to say, if the Pies do have that shit, yeah, there might be a bit of day. You might be sitting with the people.
When?
When it's at the stage where they go, we could do with you out there, Swatty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's already started. I went down to Collingwood just to pop my nose and say, listen, I told Ned, I said, mate, if you need a forward pocket, I'm your man. I'm light, I'm lean, I'm go better than half the blokes out, well, most of them out there at the minute. My defensive work would probably be a lot worse than what it was, but if you get the ball to me in open space, I'll be all right. You know, no, and I'm, Mrs. is out for dinner this Thursday night too, so I might be able to join in the Twitter community and help commentate the game as well.
While you're babysitting?
Oh, they're asleep, so I don't need my eyes. Turn the monitor down, so I don't hear them screaming.
It was Ballarat, Sam.
It's actually quite
lovely. For the doggies.
Yeah, it was actually really good. It's great to get a win. Solid win. I don't really have much too faith solid. In them. Well, I they make me nervous in the third quarter every time. It's where we take the foot off the throat.
Did you go down to Bevo and let him know that?
No, I did not.
No?
He was in high
Give
spirits.
Give us your thoughts. So. If, I know Bevo's an avid listener of this podcast. Yep.
He was in high spirits.
Tell us what you think. What can they do better?
What can they do better?
Yeah.
The only thing that makes me nervous about them is their third quarter because they tend to take their foot off the
throttle. So you're saying half time they need to do switch it up, change it up?
I'm not an expert, so I'm asking what happens
well,
in
doesn't
the Bulldogs?
Stop
well, exactly.
What happens in the Bulldogs camp at half time every time? Because we just kind of like go, oh, let's let them have a turn. No, go for the throat.
Okay. Did I hear a wee then?
What?
Did I hear a wee?
A wee? Did you hear a wee?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like, did you hear a wee?
No.
Wow. But there was a rather large crowd for Ballarat. It was quite good. Beautiful conditions.
400? 500?
No, there's 9 something, which last time we were out there.
900?
9,000.
Oh, 9,000. Okay.
There was only 1 something last time.
It would be weird being there without 7-day jumpers on.
Well, they bought it earlier this year, didn't they? Because they usually have it in fucking July summer and
it's
0 degrees. Exactly.
Yeah. And we're lucky this year because we've got first home game and I think it's round 24 or something. No, they don't.
No?
It would be nice, wouldn't it? Good donuts out there, though. But we've only got bookends, so there's nothing in the middle of the season, so you don't have to go out there and freeze your dick off.
Well, it's about time the AFL fucking planned it smartly, you would think, yeah.
You would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
This is from, S number. Dane is giving back in the Nullarbor in June playing for the Blues.
Where exactly?
How many times has he worn the navy blue?
Where exactly is the Nullarbor?
Nambour. Sorry. Oh. I've even got my glasses on. Slight difference.
Oh, well, the
Nullarbor plain is a great space of open
just
nothingness.
From South Australia to Western Australia.
From Western Australia to South Australia. Okay. You just drive on a straight road for hours on end. There's nothing there.
Nambour. Where's that?
Well, somewhere you've said yes to.
If he says it, I'm doing it. So I can't wait to get out there and play for the Navy Blues, is it?
Yep.
Well, better than wearing the fucking black and white at the minute. So I'm happy to jump on a bandwagon and get out there and give it a go.
Jess also asked about Peter Dacos, so we've covered that. From Swanstar, any danger of Ralphie being in the same room as the microphone?
I love that it never gets old. It's not bad today.
Not bad?
I don't know what it is about you. Must like, also because Dane chokes on that mic like a schoolgirl. It's kind of hard to balance your levels.
Pardon me?
Because you
sit what
so
close. What are you inferring the schoolgirls do?
You sit so close what? To a... And I've got... Look well, at
What do schoolgirls choke on?
I look at Ralph's level...
What kind of porn do you watch?
Continue.
What are they choking on?
This from Matt. Should Peter Wright be in jail? P.S. Owen who? Owen 3.
I've not heard who's that one.
You have not heard that one?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
I know you play the I'm just wet behind the ears game a bit, but come
knock,
on.
Knock, knock. Owen. Yeah. Owen, who's this smart ass?
Matt.
Matt, that's not very nice.
So the Peter Wright thing.
Yeah.
Everyone else had to take, so please give me yours.
Oh, well, you know.
Is there anything you can do from that situation or not?
Just not hit him in the head. Unfortunately, like, I know Wayne's disgusted by it, and like, I'm sure people are, but yeah, I would imagine you got to make an attempt to mark.
Yes.
Like, he's just gone to cover himself up, so they got both get hurt, I guess. If he puts his hands out, he's going to cop a headbutt or elbow straight into the ribs, so they're both going to go down, or he's got to fucking do some fast feet and avoid him.
You're an NFL fan too.
Yes, I am.
So linebackers try and kill each other.
Mm.
But the receivers?
Yeah.
What's a defensive receiver called? The cornerback?
Corner.
Or, yep. Yeah. They don't. I don't see those type of smashes. Is there a law or not? Or is it just now because they're going so flat out that they have to?
Now there's a law. Yeah, you're not allowed to leave your head. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You used to get smashed coming over the middle by a safety or something like that. Or, yeah.
From Ben, two more soldiers down from the Swans AFLW team. With the salute emoji.
But right. You just have to attempt to mark now, or you just have to can't hit him in the head. This is the way the fucking footy is. You can't concuss anyone out there, otherwise you're going to be in trouble no matter what you do.
From Mitchie, please ask Dane, why does KPI sponsor Tommy Sheridan's podcast but not your podcast?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. They might be sponsoring me my fight.
Hang on. Are you going to have a bit of sponsor work on your back?
Just KP. I've got no room for tattoos, but I had to buy my shorts yesterday, so they're going to put something on my shorts and just also walk out in one of their t-shirts. Why do they not sponsor my podcast? I think he pays me pretty well for the amount of work I do right now, so I don't want to stretch the friendship of the family, but I don't know. I've never asked, and he pays me pretty well as it is. So, Liam spread his wings.
Do you know Tommy Sheridan?
Yep, he's a good man. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, I've heard some of his pods.
He's very good.
From Hayden, Ralphie, why'd you block me on X for saying Caro looks like a man? Now, why would you have to ask that question?
Why would you block him?
For saying a woman looks like a man.
Well, how do you know
that it's disrespectful?
What's this? Well, it's his opinion.
Well, that's right. He's welcome to his opinion elsewhere, just not on my feet.
Soften up. Harden up, Ralphie.
It's not a matter of harden up. I just...
How many people... Let the man have a look at your tweets. Mate, he likes your tweets.
Let him
look at him.
I'm not
let
a public
let
figure.
Let him back in.
I'm not
let
a public figure
in.
Like sure. you.
But you've got a blue tick, Ralph.
Exactly. So you got to take the good and the bad. You can't this just have it all fucking your own.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
No. So
that's not... That's, what are you teaching your kids?
I'm teaching your kids don't put up with shit.
Mate, the world is shit. It's a cesspit. The world is a cesspit.
But I'm not a public figure. See, public figures.
You are a public figure.
Of which there's one in the room.
You've decided to make yourself a public figure by giving yourself a blue tick.
Well, I disagree there.
How do you disagree?
Because I just fucking paid for it like any cunt can.
Yeah, exactly. So that means you're putting yourself out there as a public figure.
Oh, another one. This is from Mav. How does one get Ralphie to unblock them from Twitter asking for a drunk friend?
Yeah.
He has to give me a drive-by when he's out of here.
Send me an
email that shows you're a person. Tell me why I blocked you. And if it was just something a bit shit, I'll unblock you. There you go.
Hang on. How many people are on your block list?
Yeah.
Well, it's hard because I also block all those porn bots. So
block all the what?
The porn bots.
Oh, I follow them.
I've never even got one. Disappointing.
From It's Ben O'Gram. Oh, he's under this. Is Swanee annoyed that Fev got into a Hall of Fame before he did?
I thought this was meant to be my... I thought that everyone on this podcast was meant to be fans of either one of us three, so that's why they listen to us.
I just like to stir the opposite.
Why do I get? I come to this is a safe space. I come to work to be fucking to get my ego stroked. Now I just get put back in my place. What Hall of Fame was he in? Carlton's. If he's in the AFL Hall of Fame, that'll do me. If he's got in there before me,
tell you what, Travis Boak, he'll go straight in.
Straight in.
How many? So how? Well, say will he retire at the end of the year?
Probably.
So what? Your 5 years? If he's in before me,
you might not watch footy
I'll
again.
Ram your head through that wall.
No, you might not watch footy
for 4 weeks. I won't watch footy for 4 weeks. I won't gamble on it for 4 weeks. That'll hurt me. You know what should be worse? If I said I'll have to watch footy for 4 weeks and I won't be able to gamble on it. That'll fucking suck. Yeah. Now that hurt. How long? But he's been retired a lot longer than me. So. Fev. Yeah.
Well, he left Carlton in 2008, I reckon. So that's
he's been retired a lot longer than me.
So he left Carlton to go to another team, but still got in their Hall of Fame. How many teams did you play for after Carlton?
50?
Up to
60? Yeah.
How many more do you got to go?
14 or something like that. Fevs was a wonderful player. He deserves it. But yeah, a lot know what Collingwood's thinking.
It's from Laney Alex. Do any of Dane's mates enjoy pegging?
Peggy or pegging?
Pegging.
Oh, the Rat Pack get together once a month and.
Yeah.
What?
Don't.
What? Did you see Heath on the clothesline smash on the Hills hoist?
This is from Benning.
Pegging? We put pegs on that.
Have the Pies cooked it or are Carlton just really good? Well, they haven't played each other, so why do we compare one to the other?
Blues have played two games. They've got. And they've won two, but they've been tight, but it could be the Collingwood of a couple of years ago.
Could be.
Yeah. But I hope Carlton play deep in the finals. Collingwood would want to get moving, but hopefully Collingwood can't play each other in the final.
It's from Lachlan Searle. Ralph, Dane gives back all the time. Can you give back to the Apollo Bay Footy Club? We need a ruckman. You laugh too hard there, Sam.
This ruined my yawn.
Yeah, no.
From Endure, Matthew Richardson on Twitter, you can't take the piss out of premiership captains? ? Sunday Footy Show, Kane Corns. Well, you can take the piss out of anyone.
I actually didn't mind it.
Except Ralph, because he'll block you.
Well, I don't care that someone does it. Just if you do it to me,
Well, that's not fair. No, you can laugh at other people taking the piss as soon as someone takes the piss
anyone
out of you.
Anyone can block anyone for like Caro. Reason. Well,
you're the male Caroline Wilson.
Okay.
You can give it all you want, but as soon as you cop it, you fucking turtle up and block everyone.
But people can block me.
Yeah, but it's not the way the game works. I bet she doesn't block everyone. She cops it.
She's not on Twitter.
It's probably a fair reason.
Maybe she is. She's blocked you.
Probably a fair reason for that. So, under a burner.
I actually did not know what Richo was referring to. Does that mean you do?
Yeah, I think it was you tweeted about it when Kane Corns took the pit out of Trent Cotchin.
Now, is that what he really? I'm not the one to stick up for Kane Corns.
No, I actually thought it was pretty funny.
That was as funny as fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's not taking the piss out of. Trent Cotchin. No, he's taking the piss out of Channel 7
and like how monotonous. And
rightly so.
And he had a monotonous tone. It was, I thought it was quite funny. And I think he said two premiership captains. And I think he gave Pendles a drop saying that he's finished.
Well, Joel Selwood's on that show too. So maybe it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Trent was actually at the Bulldogs game on the weekend. Brought his family out to Ballarat.
Is he from that way?
I don't know. But Ruffhead was there too with his family.
He played at the Northern Knights. I know that. So I imagine he's from.
But so he's married to Rick Kennedy's daughter. I reckon Rick Kennedy was from Ballarat.
Okay.
The Bulldogs.
And Ruffy as well?
I don't know.
Maybe, Sam.
Yeah.
Maybe they had to talk to people that are like.
Maybe, yeah.
Absolutely. Maybe.
Yeah, but I thought that was pretty funny by Kane. So
I'm not. And Ricky Gervais guitars, but I'm not a Kane Corns fan. There's a rule.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't.
He's
yeah.
been a star for him for yeah. what he's done. No drums. It's just personal. But. That was funny as fuck.
Yeah, it was very good. Yeah.
So, if you... And the thing is...
The thing about him, he gives it and he takes it, like,
100%
He's unlike you. He cops his fare and he gives his fare and he cops it back.
This from Mick. Wondering if Sam is coming to Adelaide for Gather Round and what beach we can find her at. But
No, I'm on a no-fly. I was planning on coming.
You're going to put those photos up on the Swanee and Friends...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I actually haven't gone through them yet.
Haven't yet?
I'll get there.
Might have found your burner, Katie. Can Sam please explain how pregnancy is harder than a bad hangover?
My pregnancy is like a bad hangover every day because I have HG, but...
Have you ever been kicked in the balls? That's harder.
No. But I tell you what...
That'd be worse than pregnancy.
Getting kicked in the balls?
Well, no one ever wants to be kicked in the balls again. Women want to get pregnant again.
I know, but that only lasts for a few minutes, Dane. This lasts 24/7 for 10 months.
I'll
give
nothing more to be able to have and had the wonderful joy of birthing my children.
That was denied to you, wasn't it?
Exactly, yes. Yeah. And I'm starting to hear that men can now start to give birth to children. So
They'll change their mind very quickly once they go through
it. I missed the boat. It's been a beautiful thing. I wouldn't have fucking complained once.
You've both been in this.
To lay on me back for 6 months and do nothing, it would be beautiful.
I'd love to lay on my back and do nothing for six months.
Well, you're doing it.
From Mr. Amkel, is it okay to eat your kids' Easter eggs?
Oh, absolutely.
I've already started and they haven't been put out yet. Taylor yelled at me. She said, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm fucking hungry." Well, they're for the kids. Well, they don't know.
Yeah, but it's just annoying because then she has to go back and buy more. It's not like
he's three and the kid, I don't even think the girls eat chocolate yet.
No. I'd assume they don't.
It's from Tim. Swanee's thoughts on Nick Dacos getting crucified by the media for his defensive efforts.
Well, he's a guy. I think you know what I'm going to say. He's well on his way to winning a Brownlow. That's why you have role players. I don't know how many times. That's why you have role players. You cannot possibly work as hard offensively as you can defensively. It is just, it just does not happen. It cannot happen. No one in the whole history of the AFL has ever done it. He's well on his way to winning a Brownlow. He's got wonderful skills and he's got wonderful, wonderful offensive traits and he should keep doing that. Let the plebs tackle for him.
And this is from Rick. It's a good segue to the end of this part one before part two, assuming you're putting part one before part two because sometimes you put part two before part one.
I know, but part two is often the time-sensitive one because if we have a Thursday night game, we've got to get it out first,
right,
you know.
For the people.
Yeah.
For the people.
So why don't we just call that part one?
From Rick, how is the line figured? Who does it? And why is it mostly right?
Yeah, well, you'd probably know better than me. Some fucking geniuses in bookmaking.
Well, they are. They're very, very smart because all the same, how often do you look at it and you go, oh, fuck yeah, what's this one? And then sure enough, there's a half point in it at the end.
I say, but like, they all get together on a Monday morning because you look at all the books and they're all roughly, they're exactly the same. So who goes first? Or is there some
bloke? I don't follow it closely enough for that, but yeah.
But is there some bloke who's impartial to all of them and he sends out an email and goes, this is the line? Or he just is there like Dabble goes first or Sportsbet or which one, you know what I mean? How they all within a fucking point? Because you think they have their own traders,
yep,
but they all just magically end up within a point or two of each other.
So looking at racing, for instance, I think the tab usually goes up first.
Yeah.
But you can only get on for X amount of money. Because as a rule, and this might shock people listening, bookmakers don't like losing money.
Fuck, do they?
So it's just in a game. So a market, just think of a market as a game of a bunch of opinions. So they might say, all right, next week, Winks, we're going to put it up at $1.40. And someone says, fucking $1.40, I'll have as much of that as I can. And it goes into $1.30. But then Sportsbet might chime in and say, well, you know what, we don't want any exposure. We'll put up $1.25, et cetera, et cetera. So with a line, I would just assume that would be similar, that someone goes up first at 5.5 points and then it might move and someone else will put up 6.5. But the incentive for bookmakers is the even money line is – compared to a $1.90 line, is that goal either side. So if you can nail the line, you're going to make it, as a book, you're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that's...
But they're fucking... mates, how often are they right? Even like players under overs and like so many times they fucking end up on the right one. It's incredible. And
again, it's the incentive of...
Do you think... They'd be allowed a bet, wouldn't they? They'd make fucking fortune, wouldn't they?
Bookies.
No, like people who set the markets.
Yeah.
Because they could just set it an extra two and then just plunge the other way, you know what I mean? It's meant to be 11.5, I'd set it at 13.5 and plunge the other way.
They wouldn't be allowed to bet in their own organisation, no.
I'm well aware of that. Yeah.
But they're very good. Hopefully we can be better than them in part two.
Absolutely.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.